Tips on how to choose the best car battery. Before you do anything, make sure you dispose of your old battery safely and responsibly, as they contain sulfuric acid, which poses a threat to the environment and can also pollute water or burn skin and eyes. Also, batteries contain heavy metals like lead, mercury, nickel, and cadmium, which can contaminate the environment. What kind of car battery do I need? There are a few major factors you must keep in mind while picking out the best car battery for yourself. 1. Size. The first of these factors is the size. Those are the exact dimensions of the battery, length, height, and width. Usually, they come in group sizes to fit battery trays of most cars. However, it's very important the battery fit tightly and securely. The easiest way to know your car's battery group size is to check the owner's manual. Purchasing an inappropriately sized battery will not only be a waste of your money and time, but it might also cause damage to your car. 2. Brand. Like for any product, the brand is an important consideration. It's the trademark given to a product, for example, Optima batteries. Many people suggest that it's best to go for the battery brand specified in the owner's manual of your car. But OEM batteries are usually too expensive, and that is why you can go through the specification requirements in the owner's manual and then choose a replacement battery appropriate for your car. Make sure you're not tempted into buying the cheapest brand, as it could cost you more in the long run than what you gain in the short run, as they can be full of flaws or just perform poorly. 3. Reserve capacity (RC). Reserve capacity rating is another important attribute. It refers to the amount of time the battery can supply continuous minimum voltage required to run the car should the alternator or a fan belt fail. RC rating is measured in minutes. However, it might not be printed on the battery label, so check the documentation or ask the storekeeper to find out the true RC rating of the battery. The longer the RC of the battery, the better it is. It's an attribute that could save you the inconvenience of getting stranded on a lonely country road somewhere, so consider it as part of your car's emergency kit. Make sure you choose a battery with the exact RC rating that your vehicle can handle. 4. Manufacturing date. Make sure you look for the manufacturing date of the battery, as the age of a battery gives you a good idea about how long it should be able to perform. If a battery is less than 6 months old, it's considered fresh. Most manufacturing date codes are stamped on the battery case or label. 5. Cold cranking amps (CCA). Another factor to consider is the cold cranking amps (CCA), which gauge the battery's ability to start the car even during extremely cold weather, as the car's oil thickens, chemical reactions slow down, which make it harder for the car to ignite. CCA refers to the number of amps the battery will be able to support for up to 30 seconds at 0°F temperature while maintaining the voltage above 7.2 volts. So, if it gets really cold where you live, it's wise to choose a battery with a high CCA number. Obviously, if you live in a warm or tropical climate, CCA isn't that important of a feature for you to consider. 6. Warranty. Like any other product you would buy, the warranty is an important factor to be taken into consideration and a good starting point to narrowing your choices. What we often suggest people is to look at it as a price per year point of view. Logically, a good battery will have a longer warranty. What is non-prorated car battery warranty? The car batteries have two main types of warranties. The first and the most common is the free replacement warranty, which is also known as non-prorated. This means that if your battery fails during the warranty period, let's say it's 2 years, the manufacturer will replace your battery at no cost. What is prorated car battery warranty? The second one is the so-called prorated. Let's say the battery has a 2-year warranty and it fails in year 1. Then you will be reimbursed for the remaining 1 year of the warranty. Prorated warranty means that the manufacturer reimburses you for the remaining part of the battery warranty after its failure. Another example, a battery with 4 years prorated warranty fails in the second year. Then you get a reimbursement for the remaining 2 years. Combined non-prorated free replacement with prorated warranty. Certain manufacturers nowadays combine the free replacement, non-prorated, and prorated warranties. In this case, you might have a free replacement warranty for 2 years and prorated warranty for another 3 years. In this case, you will see that indicated on the label of the battery as 24/36. So in the following example, if the battery fails during the first 24 months, 2 years, you will get it replaced for free. If it fails after the first 24 months, then you will be already in the prorated warranty, meaning that you will be reimbursed for the remaining time of the warranty period.